two.
Welcome to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast.
Podcast.
A podcast talking all things Yankees and baseball.
Now batting for the Yankees.
Now, here's your hosts, Austin, Tim, and Nick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boogie Down Bombers podcast. I'm Austin Verhill, and along with Tim LaDuca and Nick Giovanelli, we haven't been here in a little while.
I haven't been here in even longer.
Yeah,
It's good to be back, guys, with all three of us.
Yeah, it's been a while since all three of us have been together. Some may say that's for the better, but, you know. We're going to start off with what the past two episodes have been about, and that's DJ LeMahieu. And the reason we keep talking about it is because, is there any other priority bigger than DJ LeMahieu?
Pitching is close, but it's not as important as keeping him.
Well, that's also an interesting question because there are moves that would help the team more, but it's not as big of a priority.
Yeah.
Like Lindor would be better. I would rather, if I had to choose Lindor or DJ, I would want Lindor, but it seems like more of a pressing issue and something that the Yankees need to get done more in re-signing DJ, but I think Lindor being on the team would be a better move for competitiveness.
True, and I said last episode, and it's still true, that if the Yankees don't re-sign LeMahieu and get Francisco Lindor, they don't care about winning the World Series.
It'll just be a business at that point.
Because
of course, business is in sports, but if they don't get either of them, that's a problem.
Because what possible reason could you give me that would equate to us winning if we don't sign those two players? Or one of them. I don't expect both of them to happen. And I don't think that's a necessity. But one of them is. So, all signs are, as they have been, to DJ coming back to the Yankees. Buster Olney said it today. And then Jeff Passan said it today. However, there's an interesting caveat. Because they also both said that if we sign DJ, they don't expect the Yankees to sign Tanaka. And I understand. And they've also questioned how much they will do after DJ. The feeling is that the Yankees are only willing to spend for DJ, and after that, they're really not going to spend. Now, here's what that means. That means we'll be, on paper, worse than we were last year.
Yep.
Because we lost three pitchers who are in our starting rotation last year. And our starting rotation last year was not good. So what can that possibly mean?
It means that we're going to be relying on younger players and someone still coming off of Tommy John to fill in the shoes.
Exactly. And that's horrifying.
It's not that I don't have faith in the young players, like Davey and Clark and someone that I'm forgetting. But going into the season with Davey Garcia as your number two is a problem.
So, Jordan Montgomery would be up there, and I mean, I'm sorry, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Jordan Montgomery did not have a great year. He had that one pretty good postseason game. But the issue is, he came off of Tommy John, and it's always said that 2 years for a pitcher is when they really start to get their feel back. So maybe he's better. But that's a maybe. Davey, I think we all expect Davey to pitch well. But Schmidt is a question. I mean, I'm in love with Schmidt. We all know that. But can we really put that much pressure on him right away?
We shouldn't. I think he can handle it, but not to the extent that, like, he's not going to bear it. I'm not going to say he's not, because he very well could. I don't think he needs that kind of pressure so early in his career.
When it comes to pitchers, I hate the idea of a rookie, like, brand new rookie, starting his career already in the rotation at the beginning of the season. That's a recipe for disaster. Davey, like, the way Davey was introduced was perfect. He was a call-up and it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Luis Severino. He was a call-up and it worked out.
We prefer not to speak about that second year, though.
Yeah, you know. Then he went to the bullpen and he figured it out.
Wait, so you don't think they're going to sign any of these guys on the free agent market?
I'm thoroughly worried that they won't.
I think that they none of them are going to... It won't be a big splash, but they'll sign someone.
Like who?
They're not signing any big names.
Robbie Ray is off the market. I don't know, like,
there's a lot of names here. You don't. I remember we had this conversation a while ago, and like you weren't gonna take anyone besides,
because all the Bauer? Players on the list. All those players on the list, I didn't hear one name that was better than J-Hap.
What?
Other than Bauer and Stroman.
All right.
That's not true.
Robbie Ray is not a better pitcher than J-Hap.
Garrett Richards?
I mean, he had a decent year. But
here we go. I'm sorting by projected war.
Is he that much of a better pitcher than J-Hap? And J-Hap was not successful here.
Well, wow.
You know who I would take?
I mean, there is not many pitchers projected better.
I would take Charlie Morton.
Yeah, well,
oh, wait, no. He's on the Braves now.
Yeah, if they're not going to make a splash, they're not getting Kluber, Paxton, Archer, Porcello, Odorizzi, Quintana. And that leaves players with a higher projected war in 2021 as Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker.
I mean,
players around
also...
the same. Brett Anderson, Adam Wainwright, T'Juan Walker, Alex Wood, Mike Leake.
There's Corey Kluber.
Yeah, but that would be massive.
But it wouldn't, though.
It wouldn't be
the
massive.
Dude...
Kluber?
It would be a good pickup, but I don't think it'd cost a lot. It'd also be a question, as in, is he what he was?
Signing Corey Kluber is basically, it's like medium risk, high reward.
Well, we don't need a Garrett Cole anymore.
Well, no, we don't.
Corey Kluber isn't even close.
No, but I don't think Kluber is a medium risk. I think it's more of a high risk. Because when it comes to players like that, they're going to get paid no matter how well they played the year previous.
Well, he didn't.
Kluber's going to get some money.
I don't think he's going to get all that much.
I think
Kluber has been injured.
Yeah,
he threw
Kluber's
one
been
inning in 60 games.
He's going to get north of $17 million.
I don't think so.
I think it's almost a guarantee.
This dude, in the last 2 years, has thrown a combined 36.2 innings.
Yeah, that's why it's a risk. Can we...
No, that's why I don't think it's high risk, because he's not going to sign for it, because he needs a contract.
Can we really rely on a guy in our rotation when we've had the years we've already had in terms of injuries and add a guy who's pitched less than 50 innings in 2 years combined?
I think this shell of a Corey Kluber would be better than J.A. Happ.
Yes, but I don't think he's.
I guess.
I think
I guess.
He's too big of a name.
Would he be better than Jay Happ? Yes. I mean, you get a zero WAR
but
when you don't pitch,
hard,
and Jay Happ probably
problem.
Had a negative. So,
Corey Kluber had a 0.1 WAR in that one inning. Jay Happ had.
Jay Happ was
his baseball
over.
Reference WAR, by the way. He had 1.2.
Yeah.
Happ didn't have a terrible year. WAR wise.
Much better than 2019, but still. not difficult.
Yeah, he also didn't pitch that much. We literally avoided his starts.
You don't want Cole Hamels? Homer Bailey? Gio Gonzalez?
I want
Matt
Cole
Moore?
Hamels. I want Cole Hamels to go back to the Phillies.
We tried Gio Gonzalez. We told him to
yeah.
leave.
Yeah,
yeah, that did not work.
Like, are any of those guys you just named easily better than Jay Happ?
Yes.
Who?
Wait, okay, but are they better
some
than that? Are they better than Clark Schmidt in his rookie season?
Okay, true. So why would we? My point being, is I don't think any Yankee fan was happy with Jay Happ this year. So if we just sign one of them, we're just replacing this a guy with essentially the same guy. And that's an issue, because you're not getting better, and we didn't win. So what's the point of signing these guys?
Wait, what do you mean,
or
what's
being,
the point?
Or
someone's got a pitch.
No, not that. What's the point of getting excited about these guys or clamoring for these guys? When you weren't satisfied with the guy that they're replacing, that they're as good as, if not worse. I think
that you at least need to harbor expectations a little bit. We can't have five Garrett Coles.
I'm not saying you need a Bauer, but I'm not going to get excited for Mike Leake.
I wouldn't be pissed with Mike Leake.
I wouldn't be excited either.
Because you have
to
understand
what. I'm upset that they signed him.
Yeah, what range are we working with here? We're working with a fourth starter.
Yeah, like
That's not where teams gain their advantage.
All right, we need a fourth. We also need a second starter because we lost our second starter in Paxton. So you have to replace him. You have to
well,
replace
I wouldn't
Tanaka.
Say we lost our second starter in Paxton because he wasn't even our third starter in 2020.
Yeah, he was hurt. So we lost him last year. But then we lose to Tanaka.
I pray we bring back Tanaka, man.
If we lose Tanaka, we're screwed big time. Because what
and
does that
looking
make the
more and more likely.
That makes Cole, Davey, Montgomery.
I don't like that.
Schmidt,
where's our projected
Schmidt King?
Oh God, Jesus!
Are you kidding me? I don't want Michael King anywhere near our starting rotation.
This is our
now
projected
see,
starting lineup on Fangraphs: Garrett Cole, Jordan Montgomery, Davey Garcia, Michael King, Domingo Germán.
We always forget about Domingo Germán.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And we talked about it last episode. Tim, I'm putting you on the spot here. You're going to sound like a douche if you say no. Did you listen to our last episode?
The first 20 minutes.
So did you get to our Domingo Germán
part?
That's
on period. Yes. Oh, whoa. Okay, I listened to it so intently, so passionately. I was so in-depth with the episode. I feel like I was part of it. I was going to say, oh, we already talked about Domingo Germán. But no, we didn't. You guys did. I wasn't even there. What?
So what are your thoughts on Domingo Germán? What I said, where if he pitches well, people are going to forgive him.
And if he pitches badly, they're going to use it as a like, oh, well, we didn't even want him anyway.
Yes.
Pretty shitty.
That's exactly what's going to happen. It happens every time. It happens every single time. Jose Reyes. It happened with him. If Jose Reyes...
I didn't know Jose Reyes did that.
If he did it when he was with the Rockies. if Jose Reyes did it when he was with the Mets, no one would have had it like the first time. No one would care at all. I mean, Roberto Osuna did it and then got traded to a championship team because he pitched well. That's how it works.
Are we all anti domestic abuse?
Very much so.
Is there anyone pro?
Yeah, I'm just saying. We don't need to hash this out anymore.
No, but my point being is that people are only anti domestic abuse when the player doesn't play well for them.
Or he plays for the Astros. People still hate Ozuna.
Well, they hate Ozuna not because he plays for the Astros, because we didn't know about it at that point, did we? They hate him because he got basically rewarded for it.
He got traded.
Yeah, he did it. Then he got traded, and he pitched in the postseason.
Yes, that's the issue.
That year, Robinson Cano couldn't play in the postseason if the Mariners made it because he tested positive for PEDs, but Osuna was allowed to pitch in the postseason.
Yeah, they care more about you cheating in baseball than they do about than they do about you, you know, beating your wife. So that's a big issue.
Not me. I don't care about cheating in baseball now.
I thought you were going to say you don't care about the best. Yeah.
I was happy went where you went with that.
Not me, though.
I want everyone to take steroids. I want everyone to steal signs.
I mean, everyone does steal signs already, just not the way the Astros did. That we know of.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about the pitcher's market. And Lance Lynn went to the White Sox. People wanted him on the Yankees.
I didn't.
I'm not people.
I didn't want him for two reasons. One, he didn't really work out the first time. He pitched well against bad teams.
It doesn't look like he worked out either.
And two, who in their right mind would give up a player like Clark Schmidt and more for Lance Lynn?
No one with a brain.
Wait, we had to trade for Lynn?
Yeah.
Nah, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the White Sox traded for him.
They traded a pretty good player, too.
Yeah, Dane Dunning's not bad. And they traded one other guy, right? Dane Dunning and... And Avery Weems.
That's a name.
I don't know who that is.
But it's a name.
Is he good?
No, I just think his name sounds funny.
Let's see.
I don't know. I said no, it sounded like I knew he wasn't.
He's 23, sixth rounder from last year's draft.
Last year's draft? Jesus.
Yeah, 2019.
He is young then.
Well, he's 23.
Yeah, that's pretty young. So, White Sox did some other moves. They they signed back Adam Eaton.
Which is hilarious to me.
And Nationals got fleeced, by the way. Now, you want to hear... What, can someone decline the call, please?
How did you hear that?
I don't know. You have a microphone on?
It was in the basement. I'm outside.
How far away was it that you were shocked we could hear it?
No, but I didn't have a ringer on or anything.
You certainly did. You certainly did. Because it was the iPhone ringtone. All right. You know what Eaton did immediately?
Through my headphones, Jesus.
Immediately after he signed to the White Sox? Let's listen to it. He was on ESPN 1000's Carmen and Jerko show. That is such a classic radio name. Carmen and Jerko. All right. Here's what he did.
There's some concern that, you know, because he's older and he's been away from the game for a while, at least as a manager, he hasn't been in the dugout in a while, that he might have a hard time relating with today's player. Will that be a problem?
All right, guys. You guys have a good day.
That's
I'll
it.
Talk to you all later. I appreciate it. Yeah, I gave you your 2 minutes. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Adam.
He gave him 2 minutes on a radio show and didn't answer the question.
Why was that such a bad question?
I don't know. I think that's a valid question.
Maybe, well, I mean, when you work with professional athletes, maybe there is stuff that their agent says, yo, we're not talking about this, this, or this. Maybe he was really passionate about not talking about relating to players.
I mean, it seems worse to do that, like, worse in terms of protecting your manager to do that than to say there's no issue with communicating with Tony La Russa at all. Like, this seems worse. Like, why not just advocate for Tony La Russa if that's the route you wanted to take? Because it just makes me immediately go to, I don't think this guy likes Tony La Russa that much. But if he didn't like Tony La Russa that much, why would he sign with the White Sox?
Maybe they gave him the biggest bag.
Maybe. I mean, who else was giving Eaton that much? Although, didn't he have a pretty good year?
Yeah. He had a home run against the Yankees.
Oh, no. I actually don't think he had a good year at all. I'm definitely thinking of Trey Turner.
Trey Such Turner different players.
They're like on the same team. They both wore red. Yeah, I loved Adam Eaton when he was with the White Sox. I mean, I'm not saying like I hate him now, but I just he doesn't appeal to me as much. But yeah, I don't know. This whole Tony La Russa thing's so weird to me.
I think it's still weird that they brought him back, like with this young team.
It's so odd to me. Now I don't know if the. Like, my first thought was, you know, the whole communicating with young players things. I don't think that's that big of an issue anymore. Like, I mean, you just got to talk to them. It's not like you're hanging out with them every day. You're not going to any of their houses. You just got to get them motivated. And I don't think there's an age limit on that. However, the guy hasn't coached in 7 years. And he's 76. I don't think the 76 is an issue in terms of, you know, communicating. I think it's an issue in terms of the game is much different. It's a significantly different game now than it was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It should be even more different, too, in my opinion.
I hope it continues to get different with the, you know, keeping the universal DH.
Yeah, and Michael Kay was talking about that today. And he was talking about how it makes the sport look stupid that the MLB is using the universal DH as a bargaining chip to get what they want from the players. And he's right.
Sounds
like something. I feel like there's a parenting analogy in here. Nick, you go while I think of it.
The deal was, you get universal DH if we get expanded playoffs, right?
Yes.
So dumb.
First off, I find it also weird that players don't want expanded playoffs.
Yeah, more money.
Yeah, exactly. So. Expanding the playoffs, go at it. I mean, maybe they're debating the format, but I don't think expanded playoffs are a problem.
Yeah, like, it gives more people a chance to win the thing that they dream about. It brings more money in for the MLB. Just use both. It's fine.
I can make this analogy more with coronavirus. Because, like, they were using it during, like, the players, like, we want to be safe. And they're like, okay. And the player, and so they're like, well, we need more money, so expanded playoffs and we'll keep you safe. It's like if your parents were like, listen, we'll take you to the doctor if you clean your room. It's like, wait, no, I have to go to the doctor. That's non-negotiable, Mom. I'm going to the doctor if I clean my room or not. And they're like, no, listen, it's just too, we just can't do it unless you make a concession for us. Unless you clean your room, unless you start doing chores around the house, we can't go to the doctor. We can't afford it. We can't protect you from coronavirus unless you give us more money in the playoffs. We can't do it.
Now, I want to go back to the Adam Eaton thing really quick, because I was looking over the comments, and someone wrote this. This question is overly asked. I don't blame him. But Adam Eaton signed today. And this was his first appearance with the media afterwards. So yeah, that's the first time he was asked this question.
It sounds like he's been asked it for months and he's tired of it.
Dude, I love the White Sox, but God, do I hate their fans.
Except for,
and I've said it before.
Silva. What was that guy's name?
Gabriel Silva. Yeah, he's a king. But
yeah,
I hate Chicago sports more than any team, any city that doesn't affect mine whatsoever. Like, obviously, I don't hate them more than Boston or Philly. But Jesus, I hate Chicago sports fans. I might be brushing a broad stroke, but they are annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. What's wrong with Cubs fans?
Basically the same thing. Basically the same thing that's wrong with White Sox fans. Basically the same thing that's wrong with White Sox fans, except they always add they won the World Series in 2016.
Okay, 27 rings.
I don't bring up 27 rings.
A lot of Yankees fans do, though.
A lot of times.
Too many. It makes Yankee fans look bad.
I had to defend myself against it. My friend earlier this week was like, "Oh yeah, well you're always like 27 rings." I'm like, "No, I'm not." And he's like, "Well, the Yankees are so good because they have 27 rings." That's what we were doing. We were arguing about how the salary cap needs to be in every sport. And I'm like, "No, it doesn't." He goes, "What about the Yankees? They have 27 rings." I'm like, 20 of those came before there was electricity. You know? So.
But also.
It's not like.
Though I'm way more proud of the fact that I have never seen a losing season than the fact that we have 27 rings.
Yeah, like, we haven't seen. We've seen two rings. Two rings have been in our lifetime, but. We haven't seen a losing season. We haven't seen basically all of our rings. So, it's a lot cooler to say that we haven't seen a losing season.
I mean, there's no way we can see all of our rings because none of us are 27 years old. But.
What?
I'm talking about, like, in terms of it being a possibility. Obviously, it's not because it's spread out. But. If they won 27 in a row, we still wouldn't have seen all 27 rings.
That's true. We would have seen the majority, though, but I get what you're saying.
So, I don't think it's stated enough how lucky we are. We've literally never seen under 500 Yankees teams. The dark ages for us as Yankees fans were 2013, 2014, and we were contending for the wild card sometime. At points throughout those seasons.
We sold in 2016 and contended for the playoffs.
Yeah, we just missed the wild card when we sold in 2016. And then in 2017, we go to game 7 of the ALCS.
With what was a rebuilding team at the start of the year.
Now, that brings up a little bit of an interesting idea. Who is typing so crazy? Can you please stop?
I'm posting to Reddit.
Can you do it on your phone? Because all I hear is your clicky clacks. What was I going to say? So, a big reason we contended as much as we did in 2017 was because of Aaron Judge's ear.
What a man.
It sparked, it was immediate from the beginning of the season, and it sparked the team. So, my point is, if let's say we get that something like crazy like that out of Clark Schmidt, does that boost our rotation so much?
I'm still not sure.
Well, because you only
missed the question I was posting to Reddit. What was the question?
Yeah, thanks for being.
Also, I have a freaking HP. Like, I thought, I was like, oh, wow, this is a new computer. I'm like, oh, this keyboard's kind of quiet.
Yeah, well, not when it's directly next to your microphone. Stop it!
No, you owe me because you freaking said very vulgar, evil things about the Bills. Like, you really just, you said, like, terrible words. You made me uncomfortable. What was the question? Tyler Glasnow looks just like the guy from Inception.
I've never seen it. Tyler Glasnow is very handsome.
That's what I was posting to Reddit about. I was responding to. But okay, now we're ready to get back to the stuff we're talking about.
We've always been ready.
It's I'll allow just it. You. Back to what we were talking about, guys.
You'll allow it. So, my question was, in 2017, I think the biggest reason, and I don't think it's even a question, that we contended as much as we did was because of the year Aaron Judge had. So the question
I know
was,
where this is going.
If Clark Schmidt...
I'll let you finish. I know what you're going to say, though.
...has a year like that, how much does that boost our rotation?
I think if he has a MVP type season, it is more valuable than Aaron Judge in his rookie year. Just because of the holes in the pitching and how much more valuable I feel pitching is, especially in the playoffs.
I don't think it boosts just enough.
Well, think about it.
What?
Hold on.
If
Hold
we
on.
Have two Cy Young candidates
listen,
in the rotation?
You got to think about that, Nick. You have Gerrit Cole, who, God. Then you have Schmidt, who in this scenario is a Cy Young pitcher. Yeah. So you got to think about that.
Oh, I thought about it wrong. I thought you were just saying an amazing year from Schmidt, not literally an MVP type season.
You know, exactly the type of season that Judge had.
I'm saying equal to Judge, who was second in the MVP, should have won it, and unanimous rookie of the year.
He won that MVP. I don't care.
Yeah. So you second. Have an MVP type season, although probably won't win it because he's a pitcher. But I'm saying MVP type season. And then you get Severino back at some point through the year. So you have Gerrit Cole, this god version of Schmidt. And Luis Severino.
We need a lefty.
And then you still have... You got Montgomery, who's a lefty.
Yeah, I know.
And you got Davey. Who, if that's your top four, is Gerrit Cole, God version of Schmidt, Luis Severino, Davey Garcia. I think you're okay with that. However,
I would hope so.
However, this is just a scenario that hasn't happened. So, I mean, hopefully this happens. But I don't know. And one question I have for you guys that I just thought of. How much longer is Aaron Hicks going to be on this team?
What, didn't he sign like a 10-year contract?
He signed a 7-year. So there's 6 years left now. But we expect Jason Dominguez to be on this team before those 7 years.
That's exactly where I was going. When Dominguez is ready to start, Hicks is gone.
Hicks is one of the weirdest players I have seen in a very long time. In terms of, like, 3 years ago, he was the second best center fielder in the American League. In terms of hitting and fielding, he was just the second best overall. But this year, for some reason, he was even bad defensively.
Hello?
Well, in the beginning of the year, remember when he had those weird, like, weird, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Just those weird plays in center where he just didn't get the ball when he easily should have.
Yeah, I do not understand.
Hello?
Hi.
Yo.
Is it just me?
No.
It happened to everybody?
What?
What?
Are we still alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you see the meme I sent you?
Yes. Is that what you wanted to talk about?
Okay. No, my freaking headphone jamesed out.
Who's James?
It's just a verb I've been using.
Well, don't. It's a dumb verb.
Well, it started with Jimmy. Like, you know, like you can Jimmy a key into a lock. So I've been Jimmying things, and I changed it to James. Oh.
I've been James. Just kind of James this key.
All right. I mean, like, my headphones. Oh, I'll speak in real words, I guess. My headphones spazzed out. I had to refresh. And then I came back in and was talking.
I'm sorry. So why did you say that? Hold on. Why did you say that? Like, it's a ridiculous request for us to ask you to use actual verbiage.
Nick, Austin's really jamesing me right now, isn't he?
You're just not gonna answer?
No.
Okay. I won that argument.
I can't wait for the next episode because I know exactly what my name's gonna be.
I won that argument by a lot. So
it was an
argument. I wish the listeners knew every time we record I have a different screen name for the server here.
I don't think anyone cares, to be honest with you.
I think they would. I would like to know what all my names have been.
Okay.
Remember when we did movie reviews? You would always have a movie character.
Yeah, that was good times.
How about every time we sign in to record, you tweet it out?
I don't have Twitter. I don't have social media. I have Snapchat and Reddit.
First off, so you cheat? Wait, hold on. You chose the worst two social medias out there.
And TikTok.
Reddit. Which looks like it was designed in the 1950s as a prototype.
Reddit is the future. Reddit is so good.
Reddit is the worst.
Reddit's the best.
Reddit sucks.
Reddit's good.
No.
Reddit isn't. Who cares?
You need to figure it out, Reddit, and then it's just the best place to find anything.
No, it's garbage.
No. Did you ever just go on the Yankees Reddit? You're just chilling with Yankees fans all the time.
No, I'm okay. Actually, I'll find them just fine anywhere else. What is that? What are you doing?
How is my mic, dude? My mic is supersonic. I was rubbing a feather across water, and somehow you heard it. Just kidding. So, I have this Anthony Rizzo and a top loader. I had to take it out of my frame to put in my nice autographed Anthony Rizzo. I didn't have room for this one anymore, so now it's just on my nightstand. And I was slightly gliding it across the desk out of nervousness because I'm getting absolutely flamed on the podcast at this point. And, yeah. All right.
Now, my question is...
I've been disruptive today. I'm sorry.
My question is, when are you going to get Anthony Rizzo's new card whenever he's traded? Tim?
Tim prefers not to speak, probably.
How dare, like, why am I getting dude, I'm just getting dragged through the mud. I'm getting put on a blast.
I mean, Brian's going to look okay in a Nationals uniform.
I'm okay with that.
And Rizzo's going to look great in that Phillies uniform.
Oh, that's dude, I swear to God.
That's never going to happen. The Phillies can't afford anything.
I want the Yankees to be competitive for, like, I want the Yankees to be competitive. I care about them in a competitive way. I think I care about the Cubs because of Rizzo and more of the players. So if that means Rizzo plays on a garbage team for the next 12 years, I don't care. I'm still a Cubs fan.
Well, yeah, if he goes to the Nationals, he's going to play for a garbage team for the next 12 years.
I'm saying if the only way Rizzo stays on the Cubs is they are bad, I'm okay with that. I don't care if the Cubs are good. Why?
Wait, so
I like Rizzo that much.
Hold on, let me finish. So you're saying regardless if Rizzo leaves the Cubs, you're still going to watch the Cubs?
No, there's much less of a chance.
Are you you're a Rizzo fan?
More than a Cubs fan.
I guess.
So are you going to, like, so let's say he goes to the Nationals. Are you going to start watching the Nationals?
Maybe.
God, for your sake, I hope he doesn't go to the Nationals.
No, I think that at this point, I would still always check in with the Cubs, you know, turn on a game. But I wouldn't, I mean, I don't know.
Would the Cubs still be in your Twitter bio?
I don't have Twitter.
Can you get Twitter back? This is annoying me.
Why? Because I'm the best damn tweeter on face God's green earth. On Twitter's blue bird.
Then stay off of Twitter. That's all you're going to be. How's Geneseo's hockey team doing?
Why? Just why do this to me?
Wait, are they doing poorly?
We're not playing sports.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
So the Mets. The Mets seem to be in on everyone.
Did we record? We didn't record when they signed Trevor May, right?
We did not.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I mean, good signing. Trevor May. Solid
2 years.
Signing.
Very good reliever.
But they're...
Oh, I was thinking about Dustin May.
The Mets are not done.
I knew about this one.
So
Buster, yeah, could you imagine if this was their move? Like, we're gonna make so many good moves, and then they
all
get a 31-year-old.
He's the richest.
Yeah, the richest Trevor May. I can make a Reddit meme about that.
Buster Olney expects the Mets to sign George Springer, so much so that he's willing to bet his family's farm in Vermont.
Oh, okay, no, he says it all the time on his podcast. I used to listen to that, but then it was so formulaic and so cheesy.
Boring. I like Buster Olney, but I don't love Buster Olney.
No one's asking you to.
I'm just saying, I don't... How much... Buster only saying this. It's not Jeff Passan. But I think I actually... Springer's either going to the Blue Jays or the Mets. Right? Are the, are I think they, those are the two and, options.
Him and the Mets just make so much sense.
It, they do. It makes a ton of sense.
And even with all of the cheating and whatever, and even, I don't like him, but George Springer is a very good outfielder.
For sure.
He has a great bat. The Mets need a right-handed outfielder, and he's very good defensively.
Yeah.
No, they need a righty outfielder. They're basically their whole, most of their lineup is lefty. So they just need a righty bat, and that's him. He is perfect for them. It's an upgrade from Nemo. Like, it makes so much sense.
It's more than an upgrade. It's more than an upgrade.
Yeah, you're getting a... Nemo does get on base a lot. He had a very good year.
Yeah.
But George Springer is just otherworldly compared to Nemo.
And for some reason, George Springer in the playoffs is the most unfair player to ever live.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Something just switches on.
He's got the clutch gene. He has to. Like, you can't lead off every game in the postseason for one team over a few years and just own it every single postseason. I hate the guy. I don't hate him. I strongly dislike him, but he's freaking good.
So, Tom Brenneman.
Oh, Springer's one of my favorite players, though.
He's an Astro. I'm not surprised by that statement.
Anytime you're in the same category as Mickey Mantle and Reggie Jackson, you're one of my favorite players.
So Tom Brenneman has signed a deal, and there's a drive deep to left field, and that will make this a 4-0 ball game. To call games in the Puerto Rican Roberto Clemente League. Tom Brenneman, of course.
Wait, can I play his apology?
Send it to me. I could play it.
Aren't you just going to hold it up to your mic?
No.
Oh,
am I a rookie?
I'm sending. That's what I was going to do.
So Tom Brenneman is the Reds announcer, who we're going to play the apology in a second because it's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Who, start the clip at the 41 at that second. That's where the apology starts.
Okay, so for some reason, I do not know why, he said a slur, and that's what I'm not going to play the slur.
Yeah.
But he said a slur. During the game.
On a hot mic.
On a hot mic. And this is his apology afterwards.
As Holland takes over on the mound, I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds.
Guys, that
I love that
just,
clip so much.
There's nothing more magical. And we
it's so awkward.
That was his last game with the Reds, and we haven't seen or heard from him since. But he has a job in the Puerto Rican in the Puerto Rican. It's a winter ball league. So can you, Tim? So, he has a game in the Puerto Rican League. And I don't know. I don't think there's any chance he comes back to calling MLB games, is there?
No.
I doubt it.
Now, the Cubs need an announcer.
Yeah, that is brutal, dude. I loved him. I love Len Casper.
Len Casper went from the Cubs television booth to the White Sox radio booth. Now, the reason he did this, obviously, it can't be for money because you make less money as a radio guy. But the reason he did this, he said, is because he loves the art of calling radio baseball. Now, it makes sense to me because it really is an art calling baseball on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can't leave any holes.
Unless you're John Sterling.
Your beef with Sterling is unbelievable. And it's consistent. So
my beef with Sterling, and I'll get back to that in a second. The pitch. Susan, what's that noise? John, I think that's the field mic, John. That's the players in the dugout. Now, I don't understand why they need to do that. That's so unnecessary. Back in the 30 years ago, all we needed was the sound of the announcer. But I'll get to that in a second. Strike outside. That's how it is the whole time. He never goes back. Man, I got a good John and Susan, don't I?
Okay.
I do.
I do.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
Let's go.
It's 6:50.
Now, it's time for Swag or Not Swag.
So, Tim, you have been awful all episode. I am giving you a chance to redeem yourself here, and I'm going to let you start. Let's hear your first Swag or Not Swag.
All right. This one, I may need to read some stats, but... And also, this was kind of an unfair question, because if you say not swag, you're an asshole. But Dick Allen passed away December 7th. That's yesterday at the time of recording. One of my favorite players from back in the 70s and 60s. Rookie of the Year, 1964. 1972 AL MVP for the White Sox. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated juggling baseballs in the dugout while smoking a cigarette. He wore a long sleeve wool shirt every single game of his career. Good guy's a legend. 351 home runs. I used to have that memorized. I kind of do. I thought it was 71. But he's not in the Hall of Fame. And I think he should be. 912 OPS. 156 OPS plus. What else do we need to know here? 292 batting average. Again, MVP.
RBIs.
Yeah. And he's got a ton of black ink. So, swag or not swag, Dick Allen, Hall of Fame.
Well, the Phillies certainly seem to believe so. And the reason I say that is because the Phillies have this thing where they don't retire numbers unless that person's in the Hall of Fame. However, they retired his number this year regardless.
Sweet. Love that.
So, the Phillies seem to think so. Obviously, I didn't get to watch him. And I think there's a lot of it that... First off, fun little story. I can't remember who it is, but there was a guy wearing... 34 on the Phillies, who had to change it because of Roy Halladay. changes his number to 15, and then they retire number 15. So he had to change his number like three times in like 2 years. But yeah, I'll go for it. I'll say swag.
Yeah, I'm gonna say swag. But I wish I knew more about him before he passed. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the timing of this. You know, like, of course, there's nothing you can do about it. Like, he sadly passed away yesterday, and you bring up today that he should be in the Hall of Fame, which I think he should be. That's swag. It's just, it sucks that it takes people to pass to really understand how great they were, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, swag, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
All of these Hall of Fame statistics that aren't very good, he hits them almost exactly. He doesn't blow any of them out of the water, but all of them are like, Black Ink, 27, average Hall of Famer, 27. Gray Ink, 156, average Hall of Famer, 144. Hall of Fame Monitor, 99. Hall of Famer's 100. I guess his Hall of Fame standards are low. But his jaws are good. They're there. And he won an MVP. And he was awesome.
All right, Nick, so what's yours?
My first one is, I mean, we've talked about it the whole time. The Yankees only signing LeMahieu and not upgrading other positions. Swag or not swag?
I mean, you have to say not swag, right? Because while DJ is the most important, if we get nothing else, we're worse than we were.
I'm going to say not swag just to differentiate and say, as long as they address other things, as long as they don't not sign a pitcher. Like, they still need, even if they don't upgrade over J.A. Happ in every way, like, unequivocally better than J.A. Happ, and they get LeMahieu, and that's the reason why they can't upgrade at pitcher, they can only stay complacent, is because of LeMahieu. I'm going to say that's swag. That's okay.
I get that.
All right. So, I'm going to go to the Reds, and I don't know why, but for some reason, oh, by the way, that player I was talking about was Andrew Knapp with the Phillies. He wore 34, then he moved to 15, and now he went to 5, and now he's number 7. The man's been all over the place. So the Reds, for some reason, after the year they had, where during the regular season they were a nightmare, want to trade Sonny Gray. So my swag or not swag is that the Reds would be as dumb as a rock if they trade Sonny Gray.
Swag, they would be.
Swag.
Dude went off for them. Why would they trade him?
I think he likes it there.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. I have no idea the reason they would want to do that. Bobby Abreu is on the Phillies Wall of Fame, by the way. Just put that out there.
Tim, you have another?
Taking players out of the Hall of Fame when bad stuff comes out about them.
Ugh. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
I want to say, I think you got to play it ear to ear. Like, you can't, it can't be universally, because the thing is, while things may be awful that they've done, if they were normal for the time that they happened, how much can we really punish them for doing something everyone did at that time? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so racism is a good example of that. It was a socially economic thing that existed.
That was bad.
And it was awful, and if it were to happen now, the person would be barred from society.
True, that's the thing. Like, because then you'd have to make a list of what is not allowed, and like, how do you leave anything off the list? Then you're also saying some things are worse than others. It would just be so hard.
It is decisions I am not glad. I am glad that I don't have to make.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say swag, but you got to take it case by case.
I agree with that.
So, Nick, you have one?
Yeah, I have one that's going to be easier for everybody. having no universal DH, swag or not swag?
Not swag. Jesus.
Not swag.
Dude, the fact that it hasn't been decided upon already is an indictment on baseball. It really is. Because teams are currently filling up their rosters and building teams, and they don't even know if they're going to have a DH or not. Nelson Cruz is a free agent, is he not?
No, he's got one more year, I think.
So, my last swag or not swag revolves around the Hall of Fame. And that's because the ballot came out not too long ago. And it is looking anemic.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of what's been some of the ballots.
My swag or not swag is, this is the year that the steroid users have the best chance to make it out of all the years they will be in.
And also another year that we might not get anybody in, which would be perfect, because then Derek Jeter and them can have their own ceremony without a joint one.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, but like, it just, it sucks, man. Like, I would agree with you that this is their best year to get in, but we've already seen so many people with them off of their ballots already. We've seen, like, two blank ballots. Someone I saw today had a Curt Schilling only ballot. Like, come on.
Yeah, what?
So, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds were at 61 and 60.7, respectively. Now, my question is, who voted for Clemens and not Bonds? But there's no one else to vote for. So, really, if you're not voting for them, you better be leaving a blank ballot.
Joe Mauer.
I love Joe Mauer. He's also not eligible yet. But
vote him in anyway.
Can I write someone in?
Yo, Nick Swisher, 2021 Hall of Famer.
Yo, Dick Allen. Maybe Dick Allen gets in this year.
If Nick Swisher makes the Hall of Fame, I will be ecstatic.
He won't.
Okay, well, I'm saying if he does somehow, by some miracle.
He won't.
Jeez, man, let me have some faith. God.
No, there's no chance.
I'm not saying well, there is. I'm saying be, if he ever did.
If he's...
Well,
he won't.
God.
Ever.
Wait, let's look.
Let he me have be, something. Jesus.
He will be off of this ballot next year.
He has no black ink. Gray ink, 29. Average Hall of Famer, 144. Hall of Fame monitor, 14. Likely Hall of Famer, 100. Batting standards, 19. Hall of Famer, 50. And less than half of the war needed.
You know who my guy is?
You know what he does have, though? He's Swag. Got a ring from 2009.
You know who my guy is? LaTroy Hawkins. I love me some LaTroy Hawkins. I met him at my first Yankee game I've ever went to. I met LaTroy Hawkins. I sat on the side little barricade thing, and he took a picture with me, and he's the nicest person I think I ever met. I love LaTroy Hawkins. Fun fact, he was pitching against us when David Wells threw his no-hitter.
And for that,
pretty cool.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
He should be in the Hall of Fame because he was nice to me and threw the opposite side of a no-hitter. He should be in the Hall of Fame. So, I got to get your swag or not swags. Do you swag or not swag? They have the best chance getting in this year.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it their last day on the year on the ballot anyway?
No, it's their ninth. They have one more after this.
Yeah, this is the only chance I got. Swag, 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 swag.
Swag.
Appreciate it.
I'll type it out for you.
Tim, you said you have a game.
Well, we pretty much played it.
What was it going to be?
Should they be in the Hall of Fame or not?
Was it just going to be players from this on this ballot?
No.
Okay, then we
did. Oh, it was mostly steroids, guys.
Oh.
Roger Clemens.
Yes.
Yes.
Curt Schilling.
No.
I agree with that.
Wait, why?
Because it goes beyond. He's a bad person. And it goes beyond baseball. Like, if you read the credentials of a Hall of Famer, it states their personality and their decency as a person. And he's not there.
Billy Wagner.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you got a case for it.
He has two black ink.
Well, I mean, and Barry Larkin has none.
They were games finished.
He has two separate seasons where he had MVP voting.
Yeah, no. Well,
seven-time All-Star.
It's different though because he's a relief pitcher.
Top 10 Cy Young twice.
Top 6 both times.
7-time All-Star, relief pitcher of the year.
I say do it.
Yeah, well, because you can't, when it comes to black ink and stuff like that for relievers, you can't look into stuff like that much.
Yeah.
I think you got to take relievers differently.
6 years with an under 2 ERA.
Now, an interesting question that came up last episode, Tim, and I don't know if you got up to it in the podcast, was we were talking about if Craig Kimbrell should be a Hall of Famer.
And I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, the consensus we came to was no. We came to the consensus that him at his peak and him at his best is an absolute Hall of Famer, but that wasn't long enough. And the past 2 years that he's had,
he has sucked.
And I don't see it continuing. Is not helping his case at all. And I think it's going to be the reason he doesn't end up in the Hall of Fame. Is he still on your team, by the way?
Yeah. I think he's going to be good this year.
Oh, he needs to have, like, three bounce-back years. Or two amazing.
They do call him Craig Kangaroo Kimbrel. He's always bouncing back. Always bouncing back.
Yeah, bouncing back in terms of progression.
Bouncing backwards.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Go Bills.
That's go Washington. AFC. Go Washington.
Oh, the fact that was dope.
Let's go Garrett Cole, baby, because he's a New York Yankee. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at BoogiePod. And subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.